All right, I'm just gonna just you know, on I'm looking through Brandon's bag. I'm gonna call him, tell him I'm looking through Brandon's bag because he's supposed to be here. No, we're not valid. All right, what one's this one then? What's the other one? Where's Brandon? Oh, there's Brandon. Yeah.
Oh, you missed it.
Ah, what I miss? What is it? Oh.
Are you ready to go for all of them?
Oh my god. That's going to become some meat in a second. That is literally going to become some like sort of meat. Right, okay, where is Brandon? Brandon, call him. Let's call him. Number, oh, fuck's sake. Alright. WhatsApp, let's call him on WhatsApp. Brandon. Bruh. I swear, if that number's not valid, I'm actually going to cry. Alright. Brandon! I'm looking for your bag. I'm looking for your bag. I found some pretty cool headphones. Huh? I did. I didn't look for it. I just sniffed some Tippex. It's not familiar, I forgot what it was. But yeah, I looked at some pretty cool headphones. I tried to connect to it, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I
really do hope so. Where are you to? Your wiener. Alright. No, no, you won't. You're not gonna be here.
You're so loud.
I know. My mouth is very close to the microphone. And to the other microphone as well.
Are you loud? Are you?
You're gay. What a perfect way to end a phone call. Just say you're gay and that's it. Let's just wait for him. And what happens if I hit stop recording?
Stop recording. No, it's recording. Ah.
Gotta love that bag opening.
Just opens out, yeah. Sideways.
No, don't. How are you going to open it sideways?
Brandon, what's your name? Brandon, what's your name?
Oh, yeah.
And we're Brandon again, same thing as last time, but hopefully not as, like, burping and the Yo Mama jokes. I'm literally in sick form just casually doing a fucking podcast because of why not. But yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Gay. What?
Whoa. Was there sperm?
There's sperm? Okay. Okay, I want to know something. Is there such thing?
No ASMR.
Okay. Is there such thing as a bad drug?
Yeah.
What drugs are there? What drugs do you think are bad?
Your mum.
What? No, that's... What? That's not a drug. Okay, would you say weed is bad? Put it right up to his mouth. Rubbing his nose with the mic. You got a crisp right on your cheek. There we go. Okay, Megan, would you say there's such thing as a bad drug?
What?
Would you say there's such thing as a bad drug?
Yes.
Okay, would you say weed is a bad drug?
Most of the time.
Huh? What makes weed a bad drug?
It can get... Don't touch the mic with my nose. Breathe.
Yeah.
It can... I don't know.
Okay, Paris, would you say...
What? It's because the mic was like...
People when they're asked if they like Andrew Tate.
Do you like Andrew Tate? Do you like Andrew Tate?
Ew, no.
Why?
Okay, would you say there's such thing as a bad drug? This is Paris, by the way.
What?
Would you say there's such thing as a bad drug?
No.
That's our first no, alright.
What, so would you say?
What,
so she does like meth and cocaine and like heroin and hash and crack and smack? What was that supposed to mean? What? Okay.
She hasn't even denied it.
She hasn't even denied it? Okay. But would you say it depends on the amount of drugs you consume? Like, if you consume like a shit ton of cocaine, would you say that what makes it a bad drug?
What?
If, for example, you consume a shit ton of cocaine, would you say that's what makes it a bad drug?
No.
So if you use like a small amount of cocaine and that was it, it's like a safe drug. You're just going to be like a bit scatty for a little bit and then afterwards you're fine.
I don't know.
You don't? Okay, now this is an easy question. Would you say weed is classed as a really bad drug?
No.
That is fair enough. Because the thing is, with weed, it chills you out. It chills you the fuck out.
How do you know?
Because I know. I just know. But again, there's two different types of weed. There's the type of weed that chills you out and makes you sleep better. Then there's the also type of weed that makes you like more energetic and wants to do like a shit ton of stuff. Like,
why do you have so much information on
Because, yeah. I ain't done it. Oh shit, you're shaking. Have you done drugs?
No.
Are you sure? Were you shaking then? Brandon's just disappeared. I don't know where he is. Okay, here's another question. Would you say, like, the chill type of weed would help with depression?
Not necessarily, no.
Not necessarily. Why? Why would you think that?
Because it's not always the right answer.
It's not always the right answer. What, weed?
Yeah.
But the thing is, with weed, studies... I put them on my... Yeah, anyway, we're studies. No, weed... People have done studies, and people who have cancer, chemotherapy doesn't help... Doesn't, like, cure it as fast enough, but weed in any, like, CBD sort of... Bruh. But with, like, CBD sorts of oils, it helps it, like, cure it, like, a shit ton faster. Well, no, but yeah. I feel like, no, but I haven't done it, but I feel like weed would definitely help. Because you have your hand like that, look. Yeah. But would you think, like, with drugs, there are so many different types. I'm going to search up, because I've got a laptop in front of me. I want to know how many types of atoms. Oh, diabetes. Hang on, how many types of... Wait, what?
How do you know?
How many types of drugs are there?
50.
Seven there's categories? Whoa, yeah. Oh, perfect. I'm surprised this is even allowed on the school internet. Hallucinogens. Oh, those are the types of drugs. Oh, how many drugs are there? That's what I need to know. Never mind, that's actually what I put. But, we're on 6 minutes. Wow. Okay, that drug thing was just stupid. Lewis! Join the podcast! Screw you then. He's racist.
No, he just knows freedom of speech.
No, saying the N-word as a white person is not freedom of speech. That's just plain racism.
Yeah, I know.
They're racist to us.
Huh?
They
can be racist to us. Yeah, but still. Bro.
I think we got to beat Lewis up.
We do. I personally think we should beat Lewis up. Lewis, can we beat you up? Huh? Yeah, you didn't answer to that.
No, he said yeah.
Yeah? Oh, we can beat you up? No, you won't. All right.
Is that you screaming?
Huh?
Is that you screaming? Are you fucking stupid in the back?
Nah, that's probably Ashley. I'm not. I wasn't there.
It sounds like you.
Does it? How does it sound like me? Oh, that's it. Apparently, I was going. Nah, that's Ashley. Alright. What would you think? What's the main way
people could help cope with their mental health.
What drugs? Just don't like weed and chilling, helping with depression. But what would you think is the main way people could help with their like mental health and shit?
You're asking a person who cares nothing for their mental health.
I don't even discuss my mental health.
I don't even know.
Actually, not discuss it. I just joke about it. But do you think people who joke about like sad things that happen to them, do you think they're like depressed?
Yes.
Because
they're mentally scarred on the inside.
Yeah. I always joke about it. That's probably, yeah. Because the thing is, even the happiest of people can literally be like the most depressed.
The happiest person is depressed.
Yeah. Because even, yeah. Because it's like, I'm trying to figure out. Again, people, like with Robin Williams, you thought he was like the most happiest person, but then next thing you know, he killed himself. And again, always joking about problems isn't really exactly the same way, but it's how people cope with it. That's how I cope with it. I always joke about like the most shit stuff that's ever happened to me because I don't know any way of coping with it.
Did I get cool?
Huh?
No.
Is especially with depression. Depression can be, there's so many ways people can get depressed. You're beatboxing while we're talking about depression and mental health. Oh yeah, you know, suicide. But again, is don't wanna suck that any louder. Whoa! Girlfriend's right there. Yeah, get slapped.
Look at ass.
Bro, oh my god! God, I still remember when my dad left about a couple of years ago, every single time, like for example, Modern Family, there's this dad who Phil Dunphy. If you've watched Modern Family, is brilliant. It's like the perfect family that has always got sorts of problems. But every single time I watch Phil Dunphy be like a proper dad, it makes me jealous because I think what lucky, yeah, I know it's fake, like it's quite obviously fake, but it makes me think what lucky bastards you are to have like a great dad who's never given up on you. Because there are like so many other people, there's parents that their dads have just left because they just don't care about them. Or like, for example, when the dad gets a girl pregnant, they just fucking leave because they're too selfish to like try. And then they use the excuse of, oh, I just wasn't ready. Then why the fuck did you impregnate her in the first place?
Are you good?
What?
Are you good?
This is what the One Man Podcast is all about. Deep shit. Deep shit sometimes. I feel like me and Brandon when we podcast because most of the time it's just your mama jokes. If I'm honest, that wasn't what I'm honest about. But if I'm honest right now, like, every single time someone says, oh yeah, you're okay, and I jokingly say, no, I don't think I'm okay. Because the thing is, like, the person who has everything can still be depressed because they miss out on the one thing in their life.
Yo, man.
Because, like what I have, I've got everything now. I've got mates.
No, you don't. Sorry. I'm leaving. Bye.
No, but the thing is, I've got mates. I've got a girlfriend. Perfect. The way I said it is probably can tell. But again, I still don't think I'm okay because I'm missing one thing, but I don't know what it is. And I know it's a dad. Bro. This took a very dark turn from like a couple of minutes ago. Talking about depression and abandonment.
I don't know which one I should get. I don't know if
I should. Talking about depression, oh, what Fortnite skin should I get? That one does look sick, but also I've got that one. But I don't know.
Alright, I'll get that one.
What? Wait, you got money? You should gift me a blowjob, huh? That is... Okay, another question. Do you think if people that decide to joke about their mental health are retarded? Like people that go and say on TikTok that... Bro. Okay, so if people that go and joke about, like, you know... Because there's these people on TikTok that go and joke about, you know, Tourette's and shit and how they've got it, but they haven't. Do you think that's fucked up?
That's fucked up.
Okay, what about people that go and joke about... Okay, there's people also on there that joke about, you know, they're having suicidal thoughts and all of this, and they go and publicise it on the internet. Do you think that's also fucked up for the people who are suicidal? Oh my god. I know it's a dark topic, but it's always good to try and talk about it, because not many people do.
I think it is messed up.
Because there are people who are fucking, like, suicidal, but they don't go and talk about it because they are not comfortable talking about it. And then there's these, like, retarded little shits on there going, oh yeah, you know, I'm suicidal, I'm this. And you go and say, just fuck off. Like, what's wrong with you?
You're not my dad.
Just had it to post for a B-roll, you know. But it's just... Because I know it's suicidal, because I'm guaranteed that everyone in their life has at least been suicidal.
What does that say?
This is very dark. This is a very dark topic. Should probably be warned.
I'm gonna come in my bum.
Whoa. Because I know with topics like these, like the suicide and depression, not many people want to talk about it, which is fair enough, because it is very depressing.
I'm not depressing. I'm Joe Moore.
But again, even the happiest of people can still be depressed. Because I've watched a show recently called BoJack Horseman that also discussed topics like... that also discussed topics like suicide and depression and just mental health and alcoholism and drugs. And they go... Why do you think I stay happy all the time?
Drugs.
No, not drugs. But again... Because I was trying to stay happy, because being depressed is possibly the worst thing ever, because you don't know what that type of depression can lead to, because most of the time, depression can lead to suicide or suicidal thoughts. I always try and stay positive, because even when shit things happen, being positive is the one way you can just... good things can happen.
I'm trying to slap me with my umbrella.
Let me hit my umbrella.
This guy's got warm tea and a pink unicorn ball.
Yes, I do. I got warm tea and a pink unicorn. What? Yeah.
He got what? Hot water out the tap and just poured it in.
Yeah.
It's not even boiled.
No, but it looks tea.
Drinks it and throws up.
I want to be honest, but the thing is I'm surrounding...
I want to be honest.
No, but the thing is, I want to be honest about something, but there's too many people here. Because remember the text, like, remember the thing that says, like, you know, someone that... Remember the thing I tagged you in this, and I wrote that paragraph saying about how you saved my life.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that thing I tagged you in, and I went and wrote a paragraph and stuff, and there's things that I said I haven't told you some stuff. This feels like the appropriate time, but the thing is, I'm surrounded by a lot of people that don't like me, and I don't like them. So it's...
grenades.
Is difficult.
I ate a grenade. My nan went.
Boom.
I've just. Oh.
There's a person down the ramp.
That's Jenny.
Oh my god. Bro, talk about being loud. What the fuck?
You should have heard Amber upstairs. I was like, not trying to be mean, but can you go away and like, go on the other side of the team?
What the fuck?
I'm going to watch the new Matilda tomorrow.
The what?
The new Matilda.
The new Matilda. Oh, nice. It's oh no, what the fuck? Gonna watch new Matilda? Autism? Yeah, let's distract him with my umbrella. I think you should got that umbrella.
I think Paris should got the umbrella.
What the fuck?
She's got more practice with it.
More practice with what?
I've just fucking realized talking about depression and suicide has actually made me just fucking sad now. That sucks.
How is he not dead?
Because it don't do 4 mana damage. Again, talking about shit like this is just really difficult.
Whoa. I have
bro. How is that quality better than the quality on the Nintendo Switch? Bit confusing. This microphone is going to pick up all sorts of noises. Like, what the fuck? Not late, I didn't want to charge over with you. Wow. Quick, now. Bruh, Lewis keeps on wanting me to go to the toilet. No, I don't. Go away. Lung cancer gang. It's brilliant. Oh, fuck off, Rihanna.
What does Rihanna want now?
Nah, she just posted a photo of herself.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh. I'm gonna pause this quickly. Okay, do you know what I find most fascinating about mental illness? It's about the fact that the brain can cause that much problems. Like, just a fucking mushy thing in your head can, like. No, but don't you find it weird? Just a fucking mushy thing in your head can cause that much stress and depression and anxiety and all of these other mental illnesses. Yeah, but it's still, it's like, oh, you know, it's just a brain. What the fuck can it do? It just makes me speak, makes you do all these things. Oh, I'm depressed now. It's so weird. And it's sad that your brain thinks, you know, fuck it, you're depressed. I'm not happy, so I'm gonna make you not happy. But it's true, though. You think, oh, everything's right in my life. I'm happy. And then your brain is like, yeah, you know what? You know how you're happy? Yeah. Fuck you. I'm gonna make you depressed. Oh, do you know what I'm going to add on top of that? Oh, no, what? Anxiety. It's like, what? No, why? Fuck off. Her brain's like, yeah, try and deal with that. But the thing is, we get antidepressant tablets, which do help. But in America, they're in such strong doses that they end up getting addicted to it, and they can't, and then they end up having to go into rehab. It's really fucked up, especially America. America's really fucked up for, like, drugs and shit. It's brilliant. Yeah. Oh my god.
It's like 7 pounds, like Arduino motherboard.
Nice.
I have a laptop.
Oh. No, but with the brain though, it's weird because. At some point, your brain, it's either your brain or yourself, but your brain just thinks you're fucking suicidal now. It is the most depressing thing. Everything's depressing. Like, the world is fucked up when you think about it. Bit of ASMR, because I don't know what to talk about. That poor microphone. That's me. But with suicide, it's sad to think that there's just a singular person that thinks, I just don't want to live. And you think, it's really sad. It's really annoying because I want to fucking say the thing that I was going to say, but I can't because there's too many people here. It's really annoying me. It's just... I won't talk about it, but like, there's too many people here. It's public. People are going to listen to it. I think I've actually talked about it before on one of my podcasts. I don't know. It's a bit difficult. Because once it's out there, it's out there. Like, you can choose to not publish it, but also you have to. I'm just going to drink my tea in my pink unicorn bottle. They should just go to the taps upstairs, use the hot water, and then, yeah. That's probably why you're so frothy. Look at it. It's either tea as well. It's warm. It's warm tea.
You should have just put tea bags in your bag. Just for that
one. These were the tea bags from home. I just put the tea bags in the bottle, and then there we go. Probably stop messing around with the bottle near a laptop, especially school laptop as well. It's very annoying. Alright, instead of such a depressing topic, have you ever had a Karen experience?
What?
Have you ever had a Karen experience? Like, ever dealt with...
My auntie's name is Karen.
Yeah. Oh. Is she a Karen, though?
Yes.
Well, except from her name.
Online, yes.
Oh, is she dressed like a Karen as well?
Yes.
Oh, don't tell me she's got the same haircut.
No.
Oh. Wait. Yes. Oh, no. So, there is a real-life Karen Karen. Still red-haired Karens. I think I've dealt with a Karen before. I don't know. My memory is shit, so it's kind of a bit difficult. But, no, Karens are, like, the most stupidest people ever. Megan, have you ever dealt with a Karen before?
If for experience in Luton counts, then yes.
Tell us about that then. moving away from depressing topics and more funny topics.
Okay, so me, my mum, and a friend was in Lidl.
Yeah.
We were shopping, and then we got in the queue, right?
Yeah.
And then this woman had stopped dead in front of my mum.
Oh.
So, and then she walked back,
yeah,
bumped into my mum, and then was like, "Excuse me? Did you just touch me?" And my mom was like, "You just backed up into me. What the fuck are you on about?" It was so funny. Like, my mom just had a complete breakdown. And that woman was just staring at her like, "I didn't do anything wrong. Bitch, wake up."
Actually, no, I remember one story. And I think it was walking home. I think I was with Lewis at the time. And of course, it was school. It was like the end of school, so everyone's like walking. And there's this woman on her bike. She could have got off and, you know, been patient, waited for like an opening. But no, she decided, because she had a bell on her bike as well. I fucking hate bikers as well, because they're a special breed, like Karens. But a Karen on a bike is worse. So instead of ringing her bell, she decided to say, "Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me," and I was there like, "You ain't gonna get through, like, it's fucking school, end of school, like, you ain't gonna get through, just be patient." She said, "Oh, you're rude, aren't you?" It's like, says you, saying excuse me constantly, thinking you're gonna make a difference. It's always old people as well. Just, hang on, let's just, yep, old, blonde, really bad hair people. Okay, hang on, I'm just gonna see, how old are normal Karens? How old
are...
normal. Key stage 2? No, Karens. How old? Oh, Karens are really middle-aged.
Yeah, so like
34. How old are most Karens? Oh, 1950, so 60s, 50s or 60s. Oh, seriously, just Karens. They're so stupid. Hang on, should we just watch a compilation of just Karens being, like, stupid? Mm, nice. Thanks. Alright. Karen's. Oh, Karen's Diner. If you've seen videos of Karen's Diner.
I've seen a video where this guy was driving along, this woman with her dog walks by across the road.
Yeah.
And the guy just stopped.
Oh.
So then the guy was like, why did you just walk out? You could see me coming around the corner.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, the guy got out the car.
Yeah.
The woman with her dog. It was like a cute little chihuahua on stage.
Oh, they always got chihuahuas. Chihuahuas are so fucking annoying. They're little rats.
Had no idea what was going on. The dog was just terrified.
Yeah, the dog's a dog.
The Karen just kept kicking her dog, out the way. And then the next thing you know, the Karen chucks her dog at the guy. Literally just on chucks the dog.
You're being annoying, stop it, you're being so annoying.
The poor dog actually got hit his head on the floor.
Oh.
It was so sad, but then the guy was like, what is wrong with you? You're mentally insane. Grabbed the dog, got in his car.
I just stole the dog.
With his girlfriend, stole the dog.
Just fucking stole the dog. It's like, it's my fucking dog now.
Just stood there, dead in the middle of the road, just get my dog taken off me. She was like 20.
Karens don't deserve a dog. Right.
Karen's she was a
fight. Oh, yeah.
She was a brunette 20-year-old girl as well.
Oh.
That is what I'm
really report. No, I don't want to report. I want to watch Karen's fight. That's like the best thing.
I've seen one where this woman punched the
one arrow.
Window.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Yeah, she just threw one. Bam, and it's like, oh wow, okay.
Broke the windscreen.
Yeah.
And started having a fit about it.
Free Coke Karen compilation. Oh, yes. Brilliant. This is brilliant. Come on. First male. Oh, male Karen. Oh, I think I've seen this one before. All right. Never seen a male Karen before.
I have.
Oh, God.
Most of them are old men, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, old men, American old men are just either racist or just special breed. My 60-year-old viewers watching this, which I'm quite concerned, because why is the 60-year-old watching this?
I don't know.
Pedophilia. Can you stop, oh, come on. Karen freaking 78. What the fuck? I can't believe people actually, watch this. This just gives me anger. That is loud. Oh, it's a male Karen.
Okay. Go ahead.
American. I'm American. Oh, there's a Karen. That is a Karen look, though. The fake tan skin. The bob. Oh, my nan. The one with, I think it's dementia. Yeah, dementia. My nan got a haircut. You know, she went on holiday, got a haircut. She got a Karen haircut. Yeah, but the thing is, she don't even know what haircut she got. But it's like, out of every single haircut there is, you gave my nan a Karen haircut. All right, thank you. I'm gonna put subtitles on. Oh, have you seen? There's a video, and it was you know the guy. In one of the parts of the video, the grandma says hello there, and the guy goes ooh. Have you seen that video? That video, the guy in that video, it was a male Karen, but the grandma had no idea what was going on. But the male Karen was, continues to report. Huh?
Why did they gossip old people as well?
I don't know. Oh, these three cats are so funny. My rights! I have my rights! I'm gonna go into a place without my mask during COVID! The person hiding in the back!
Oh, shut up. They're just screaming seagulls.
Ah, 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 ah.
She's gonna give herself an aneurysm. Oh my god.
Good, mate.
She's actually given herself a fucking aneurysm doing that. Chill out. So you didn't get your Subway order right. That is burn. Oh, that is burnt. Look how burnt that is. Not the muck sandwich. Yeah. Oh, this one.
It's not affecting
me. What?
I can't even fucking
close it, yeah. The guy's just continued to open it. Oh, come on, you got enough fat on your body. Surely you got enough body heat on you. So mean. Oh, the skinny Karens. They're so stupid. Oh, there is a, I think I put it on my story, but there's a Karen. Well, what people think is a Karen, and the Karen goes up to the like a group of people in the car, and they say, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, and a guy says, oh, we're filming a video. And it said, oh, is it a music video? And oh, is that the teacher? But the guy says, oh, I'm filming a music video. And the grandma says, can I be in it? And everyone's like, yeah. So the grandma's in a fucking music video. Aww. Oh, yeah. Any servant, and wait, what?
Huh?
If anyone has any information about the vandalism on the ceiling in P5 that occurred either yesterday or today. Wait, P5? Vandalism on in P5? Oh, wait, is that the, what one's that? Yeah. Hang on, pause this. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, with the bum that I keep on stroking. That sounds wrong out of context. There's this thing that has like body organs in it, and I just, every single time I go in, I just turn it around and just smack that person's, the thing's bum. Yeah, and I go, tickle, tickle! Alright, okay, let's see. Alright, we be back, but there's nothing on the ceiling. There's people in there as well, so we can't exactly look. I see this, Karen. I actually don't know what this is about, to be honest.
Imagine having your neighbor.
Oh, yeah, Karen neighbor. That'd be horrible. Actually, no, I had a Karen. I had an upstairs Karen. Remember the one that, like, proper drug addict? The one that flooded out the house and stuff. What the fuck? This guy's trying to. Oh, she's driving a thing during a marathon. Smash her window. Smash her windshield. What the fuck? Break it. Oh, I don't know. These subtitles are shockingly bad. But yeah, this Karen just drove through a marathon in her car.
Nice, she got pulled off. That's
funny. But, oh, wait, what was this one? Bro, can they shut up? Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're so loud. For no reason as well. Ah! Says that as I scream into the mic. I'm surprised if any of you guys are actually able to hear me.
You
might as well be loud. I actually can't hear what this guy's saying. Yeah, Karen compilation no more because I can't hear a single thing. Yeah. But that mean I'll be the person being annoying. What is it? What is he doing? Yes, 100%. She's a super freak, super freak. She's super freak. Da, 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 da. Wait, is that real? That has got to be fake. There's no way that's real. Apparently, there's a new Batman trailer 2023, but the thing is, the movie came out like last year. So, how is that possible? The doom that came to Gotham. Doom came to Gotham?
All right, let's see. I can usually tell if this is fake. Actually, no, one way to figure out if it's fake. Content copyright owners, 4K. For copyright concerns, please contact. Shit, is this real? Oh, it's a animation. What? What if he's only dating you because the only one he wants in the village? Because he... What? I can't read that right. What if he's only dating you because the one he wants is in a relationship right now? What? I don't get that.
I'm stupid.
He's dating you because the one he wants is in a relationship.
Oh. Oh. Ancient horror. Oh, it's an animation. I actually thought it was the Batman, but it makes sense because it's Batman. Bro, Batman's probably got to be so old right now. Kind of disappointed, not gonna lie. Darkest moments in TV history. The 1980s were awesome. No. Let's see this then. What makes the 1980s awesome? Oh, I've got that. I've got the 5 discs. What? Wow. Nice. Oh, you just turned the filter off. All right. A Nightmare on Elm Street was actually really good. Bye. I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something sad. That song's good. Yeah, 80s were good for horror movies, but in general, they're shit. Actually, kind of. I can't believe out of the 7 movies they made, only 3 of them were good. Imagine making 7 movies. Wait, what? Nah. That's gotta be fake. They said I just spoiled it for myself. Is it true? Wait, what? That's gotta be fake. Nah. Don't tell me Walt does that. I gotta look at that. Right, so, oh yes, score counts. I can't see the comments. That's just perfect, isn't it? I think this thing is very good. It's a potato chip spinning around. What song is it? No, not Vodafone. Love could be a dream. If I could take you on a paradise from above. Paris. I think this is the best quality I've ever seen. Hey, do you reckon this is good quality? Spinning potato chip. Talk about it, talk about it, talk. It's fucking so loud. It's so fucking loud. Why? Hang on, so someone's posted a potato chip spin around in an hour. It's got 1 million likes, 16 million views. How? Should I be concerned about what people are watching? No more saying cuss words, guys. It's inappropriate and violent. Funky town. Gonna take me to funky town. Is it just the exact same song? Let's skip. Oh my god. Oh wow. I can't believe this is just the exact same song for an hour and a worst quality possible. Hang on, wait. It's on 480p, let's put it on 144p. Why does that look smoother? No, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Talk about it. Oh, I wonder if I can prank Lewis. Wait, no, I need to put it on best quality. Where's the better quality? Do you reckon I could prank Lewis with the broken screen? Never mind. Look at the. Wait, wait for it, wait for it.
It was
Oh shit, it's because it's on 4K and the computer can't handle 4K. I wonder who else I can prank with it. Don't. Fuck, I'm stuck doing that. But the thing is, if I pause it, it's going to do that. Alright, what if I put it on 180p? Alright, come on. Lewis! Wait, have I actually fucking got... yeah? What? Huh? What? Lewis, do you think it's real? What, that? It's a fucking video. It's a video. 10 hour 4K. Bro, Lewis really thinks I just broke a computer and I still got my microphone in there. I'm glad I actually pranked him. It made him in the podcast. Yeah.
I pranked him.
Bro, if I actually broke the screen, I'd be fucking crying. I won't be like, oh, look, Lewis. Look what I done, Lewis. I broke the screen, Lewis. I broke the screen. That's not real. That's not there. I broke the screen. It seems that the screen's broken. The screen's broken. Trust me. Seems broken. It's broken. My head's not broken. Wait, hang on. See, it's not broken. See? You can tell it's not broken. Megan, look what I've done to the screen. I 100% broke it. Do you reckon this is broken? It's a bit. Oh, Ruby, have you ever had experiences with Karens before? With a Karen?
Ruby's a Karen.
I'm gonna report you to the head teacher. I'm not a Karen, but I'm gonna report you to the head teacher right now. Right now. Oh, fucking bastard. Same. Yeah. I think I've dealt with like young Karens before, I don't know.
11 minutes! Doing this for 11 minutes? That's not 11 minutes.
I don't think so. Thriller's a 13 minute video. How is Thriller a 13 minute video? Top 10 scary. Is that what? I wonder if I can prank him again. Oh no, this one looks real. This one actually looks real. I wonder if I can actually prank him with this. Come on. That is not that quality. What the fuck? 4K. Let's do 4K. That looks like a picture, but let's see. Lewis.
Arthur Lewis. That's broken. It's 100% broken. It's definitely not. Oh, did this? I think the wheel just like started spinning. Yeah, it's fucking spinning. All right. I love this. This is brilliant. 25 hours. What? Blue screen of death. Cracked screen. Oh my god. Oh, it's Miss Johnston. Wait, it's on my school account. That's probably why. Oh my god. Thank you. Perfing straight into the microphone. They're gonna have some fun ASMR stuff with that. You guys are very much welcome. Chicken. Why? What? Oh, not Stranger Things. Bugger off. So annoying. 46. Oh yeah, let's go. My most disliked video. Ducks. Find my old account. Breaking Bad out of... No, I don't want to watch that. Should we watch 13 minutes of... I forgot what it's called. I actually forgot what it's called. Oh, I just inhaled something. I don't know what the fuck I've inhaled. Joker! Gromit gets the chair. Alright. Fortnite Battle Pass. Taste of Chainsaw Man. That's a good movie. Five Halloween themes. Ooh. It's on my phone. I think I haven't answered a message in like a while. Yes. What was it? Oh, yeah. Pinkman. My name is Lewis Pinkman. Oh my god, Alright, good. That's cool. That's very cool. Nice. Alright. Xavier, no. Wait, why'd I do that? No, alright. Just see. I answered messages in a minute. Probably more. It's getting very loud. It's actually getting really loud now. What? Bro, why is it getting so loud now? Alright. Wait, the best of bad acting. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Will Smith. Paris. Will Smith. Top 20 creepiest haunted houses and movies. Oh, Evil Dead 2013. Movie. Oh. Alright. This is, I can't be bothered doing anything else. I don't know. Yeah, this is quite boring. I'm gonna put my foot to my mic. Alright. I'm actually damaging it, probably. Alright, bye. Wait for it.